Good morning. Bruce has asked me to speak very briefly on Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, which says, "There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death." I love the book of Proverbs and really wish I could always remember the Proverbs I have read. Many years ago, I learned that it's a good idea to read one psalm and one chapter of Proverbs every single day. But I haven't quite mastered that yet. I start and then I stop, but still there's hope. The book of Proverbs has all these lovely, wise, deep, sometimes funny proverbs. And the start of the book gives us a very clear idea of why they're there. To summarise, Proverbs 1, verses 1 to 5 basically say that we learn from the book of Proverbs that it is given to us for wisdom and instruction, for understanding the words of insight, helping us to do what is right, just and fair. They apply to both the young and the old, the wise and the not so wise. The opening verses say, "Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance." And verse 7 of Proverbs chapter 1 sets out those well-known and special words, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." The Message Bible describes the purpose of the book of Proverbs as being a manual for living, providing everyone with practical wisdom and discipline. Two very vital aspects of life that we can't get overnight. We can only acquire them over time. Rick Warren, the author of Purpose-Driven Life, describes life as full of blessings and battles. And that, of course, is so true. So we thank God for the book of Proverbs given to us as a manual for living. So firstly, our way, or God's way. I faced it all and stood tall and did it my way. That line is from the timeless classic by the great late Frank Sinatra from his song My Way. This song is apparently now the most popular song at funerals in this country. The lyrics are a somewhat perfect reflection of our society today. My way. Frank Sinatra was born in 1915 and died in 1998, just before he turned 83 years of age. He once quoted the Bible as teaching us to love our enemy, and went on to say that alcohol may be man's worst enemy, meaning, of course, that he loved his enemy and consequently drank a lot. Not so wise. Other words of the song My Way include the sentence, "The record shows I took the blows and did it my way." Our verse today says, "There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death." Taking the blows and doing things my way may be the popular thinking of the world that shows we are strong, but Jesus calls everyone to live differently. He calls us to follow him, to follow his way, to carry our cross and follow him, not to be popular, not to follow a way that appears to be right. So maybe instead of the words of the song, My Way, facing it all, standing tall, taking the blows, we ought to say instead, let's do it God's way. Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. And God says back to us, "My grace is sufficient, for my power is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. God's way wins over my way. Secondly, God calls us to follow the right way. In preparing for this talk, I found out that the message of the Bible Proverbs 14 verse 12 about not doing things our way is repeated within the book of Proverbs. So the notion that we as human beings like to believe we know the best way to live our lives is a notion that the book of Proverbs draws attention to more than once. In Proverbs 16, verse 2, we read, "All of a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by God." In Proverbs 12, verse 2, we read, "A person may think their own ways are right, but the Lord weighs the heart." When we have concluded that our motives are pure and good, or right in our eyes, we must pause to remember that God looks at our real motives for the decisions we make. Our all-knowing God sees our hearts. Our Heavenly Father sees our motives. He calls us in Proverbs 3 verse 5 to trust in the Lord with all our heart, lean not on our own understanding, to acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will make our paths straight. Clearly, God wants to take us to a different level, and he wants us to take note of the alternative way that he offers, the way that is right. It may not appear right in our own eyes, but his way is the way that leads to life, not death. This is the right path that he sets before us. Lastly, the blessings of following the right path. In our reading today, we're warned that what appears to be right leads to what? Death. And that raises some questions. Since we're all going to die, the person who follows God's way and the person who followed the path that seemed right to them, it seems wise to me then to look at Proverbs 14 as not necessarily talking about physical death leading to a sense of separation from God. Proverbs 14:12 seems to be more about how following a path that seems right can lead to us being alive physically but dead in our hearts. The hearts that God tells us he weighs when he weighs our motives. 1 John 3 verse 14 says, "We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death." We know we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. 1 John 3 verse 14. The blessing of following the path of love, where we live in love and show love to others, is that this is the path of life, not the path of death. This is the path of real life, life in its abundance, because whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, and he calls us to love others. That is the right path, because God is love. So in conclusion, we learn from God's word that the way that appears to be right may be wrong. Some things make sense to us when we think about them from our own perspective. For example, look after number one. It's a rat race out there. Do whatever it takes to make it. It kind of makes sense and we can relate to it. So if something makes sense to us, why don't we just go ahead and do it? The reason why we don't is because God tells us in his word, the Bible, that there is a better way for us to live in the power of the Holy Spirit that he gives us, a different way, a much better way. In reality, God's way is far better, but to us, it's upside down. The kingdom of God is actually upside down. He's calling us to live in an upside down kingdom. He says, contrary to the world, the more you give, the more you will receive. Luke 6, verse 18. Give your gifts in secret. Matthew chapter 6, verse 4. Turn the other cheek. Matthew chapter 5, verse 39. Overcome evil with good. Romans 12, verse 21. Love your enemy and do good to those who hate you. Luke 6, verse 27. All of these are contrary to the world in which we live. God has spoken through his word. We should not simply be following the way that appears to be right to us. We should seek to follow his way. The book of Proverbs is full of teaching about the importance of righteousness, holiness, and living God's way. And Proverbs 14 verse 12 challenges us to challenge our motives, to challenge our hearts, to challenge our way of thinking when a way seems right to us. Because there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. Lord, please give us the grace to discern your presence and the path that we follow. We're on to you, Lord, for the strength to live in your upside-down kingdom. In the name of Jesus.